What can't you see that if you saw that, your life would change to the better? One sign of low intelligence one is thinking that you see everything that is relevant. And when someone shows you something new, that doesn't change your thinking. You think, now I really see everything. I even catch this last one. Although not as frequently as I used to. It's normal to think that. But it is also stupid. Because a person who thinks that doesn't even look. And definitely won't look differently. Won't ask different questions. Will be more interested in what they have to say than what others have to say. They want to go for the answers within. But what is within is not what gives the answers. The answers are without, or outside the narrow space a low intelligence person is looking at. The driftwood capacity is the divider between low intelligence and higher intelligence. But it is tricky. Cannot see gift the saying, the devil only has one job, to convince you it doesn't exist. By the same token, this same devil convinces you that you see everything you need to see. And it is a lie. There is another saying, if you do what you have always done you'll have what you have always gotten. Let's look at that saying through this intelligence question. If you have everything you have ever wanted then probably you don't need to change what you do. In life your actions are in a perfect dance with what you see. We call that occurrence here, but it is simply what you see and how to interpret it. In this article I am more interested in what you see. But it is true that the interpretation you have, stuck, rigid, faulty, can prevent you from looking differently and from seeing differently. That is where the companion capacity, the letting go capacity comes to play. You have to be willing to let go of your stuck interpretation. Or you won't see anything new. I used to have a stuck interpretation about asking for things. I had a history of pain whenever I asked for something I got either punishment or some other form of pain. I could not see it from the sideways, driftwood, and could not see that I was disgusting, unattractive, because I was desperate and needy. So the pain slash punishment came from that. The person who was asked was disgusted and unwilling to give me what I asked for. I have people like that in my life. I am sure they don't see themselves in the sideways view. They think that the asking is the problem, not who they are being. Who you're being is only visible in the sideways view. Also I have people in my life who ask from the fixed meaning, of course she won't give it to me. And guess what, my machine wants to obey, I have to wrestle it to be able to give those people what they want. It's a machine-to-machine interaction. The machine is only visible in the sideways view. Every version of the machine that runs your life, is disgusting. Until you can master your driftwood capacity, as long as you only want to see yourself and what's between me and that awesome life you want, you are still run by the machine whispers, just find out this one thing that you are missing and all will be good. It is a lie. The machine is the devil. And it lies. Always. The only way to get to a life worth living is to master these two capacities that come as a pair, the driftwood and the letting go. Be interested, look at people differently than most people, see different things, see their machine, see your machine, see the interaction. See people who do good work, and see what is different about them. In the sideways view. In the full frontal view, or limited by your fixed opinions of people, yourself, and life, you can't see any of it. I wrote an article not too long ago about your inability to learn and model after a successful person. Why would that be? Because the real reason of their success is only visible in the sideways view. In fact, they cannot see it themselves, so this is the reason so many people drop from the height they reached, they don't know what is that got them there. It is not doing. It is not even being. It is where they look from. And that is really only visible in the sideways view. And unless they have the driftwood capacity open, they cannot look through the sideways. Or even if they do, they took their whole eye with them. So they don't see anything new. The teacher I am talking about in the article can't see that when he was successful, he chose what to do by what he loved, what he had fun with. And now he chooses differently. With the end in mind. I.e. he is outcome dependent and therefore never happy, never joyful. What is outcome dependence? When you set a goal, create a project. If it is about getting to the end, you are outcome dependent, and miserable, and ineffective. You can do anything with an outcome dependent or an outcome independent way. What is a common delusion is that the results will cause the happiness, the riches, the slim figure, the explosive sex, the peace of mind, the feeling wanted, respected, valued. Meaning, it is the most common way to look at life and at people, situations, work, projects, that it will get you something, and that is the reason to do it. And that makes you needy of the outcome, and whatever you need runs from you. Even sleep. Lol. In my work we spend a lot of time with the ITCH, the need that makes you do stupid things. The ITCH is an outcome, and a life lived from the ITCH is unhappy and unsuccessful. But you can only see this in the sideways view, and you can only change your neediness to an outcome-independent behavior if you have the capacity of the sideways view, the driftwood. Whether you are an occasional visitor, a buyer of my programs, or you are not in the playground, a not outcome-dependent program, I can say it with certainty, your effort should be to see that you are probably outcome-dependent. In everything. The little boy whose entire world stood or fell whether his father kept his promises to him. And this still makes him needy for the outcome. The little boy whose entire world depended on his father's treating him like the little SHT that he was, or with respect. The little boy whose entire world depended on being allowed to do what he wanted to do, as soon as he wanted to do it, regardless of the circumstances. The little boy who was his mother's little prince. And his entire world still depends on whether others treat him as a prince or not. The little boy who wants to be noticed and not noticed, who wants to be celebrated and left alone, is still confused by these mutually exclusive outcomes he craves with the same fervor. I am talking about little boys here. But you are, whether you are a woman or a man, you are still that little girl, little boy, a feverish, selfish little clod of ailments and grievances complaining that the world will not devote itself to making you happy. Even if you can see it, it takes time and work to unravel and set straight what life you are going to live. There are no quick solutions. Trimzabbing is the code word, trimzabbing that can even turn an ocean liner around in a tight bay. If you were attracted by the word rebooting your life in a recent article of mine, you don't even see that you're outcome dependent, needy, and therefore you will fail. You want a magic wand, and there is no magic wand in life. Only trimzabbing. By the way, how you do anything is how to do everything. The other maxim is, you cannot really behave above your intelligence level. The current pandemic. If your behavior to scratch your ITCH has been bombastic, you are going to be bombastic and stupid in the current pandemic. You will go to meetings, trainings, and will either die as a result, or infect as many people as you can. Is that what you wanted? The more delusional you are, the less you will take care of yourself and your fellow humans. You'll send your kid to school. You'll go shopping during busy store hours. You'll expose yourself to harm. One of my client's ex-husband is a school teacher. She asked him to stay away, given that he is exposed to infection more than is healthy. He ridiculed my client. One of my acquaintances continued taking people to doctor's appointments and shopping, exposing them, herself, and others to infection. I am staying away. When I do my constitutional walks, I walk the other way if someone is coming near me. If you have the driftwood capacity activated, watch your attitude towards this pandemic, and see how you are in other areas as well. A rare opportunity. Although I don't wish it on my enemies. If you insist on going to gatherings, events, school, you are part of the problem, not the solution. You likely belong to the bombastic killing life variety of people. Everyone who I wanted to buy the driftwood capacity has bought it. Using it is another issue. That is not happening very readily. It's a linchpin capacity because it shows what you need to own, what you need to embrace about yourself, so you can go beyond it. And most people are mush cookies to do that, or even want that. Melting your mouth soft. Life is not for the soft. But it seems that 99% of humanity is soft. If you want to work with me, you cannot be soft. 1. I won't accept you until you prove that you are tough. 2. You won't like it here. So why should I waste my energies on you? I won't. There are still 10 hours till the offer expires. I have a 30-minute video explaining and attempting to activate the driftwood capacity from some 7 years ago. I will add to it, for no additional cost, the recording of any and all webinars that teach how to expand the use of the driftwood capacity. I have an avatar state audio that helps you keep the capacity alive, or slowly turn it on. If you attempt to use it often and consciously enough. I didn't continuously pay attention to my avatar state audio, only a few minutes a day. This is probably why it took so long. If you buy the actual capacity activation before Friday, March 13th, I'll invite you to a live question and answer webinar where I'll answer your specific questions and activate everyone on the live call again. A $100 value. It may be the first hour of our next playground, for all I know. Go to step 2 https://www.yourvibration.com/1/driftwood/. If you tried the link but it didn't work, it is fixed now. But you are probably too flimsy to make it work. Notice that you didn't try again, and didn't let me know. So don't. Please. Do yourself and me a favor. Footnotes. From Quora, but it is quite accurate, 70% truth value. Most low IQ people tend to almost be fundamentalists and take things very literally due to a lack of imagination, intuition, open-mindedness, cognitive flexibility, comprehension, critical thinking, and are always relying on very direct impressions because of the lacking of depth in their thoughts and understanding of things.